How's it going, Northeast Nebraska? This is Jimmy Carroll, the digital media specialist for the Archdiocese of Omaha, here with my usual guest. I'm glad he's coming back, the Most Reverend George J. Lucas, the Archbishop of Omaha. How are you today, Archbishop?
Good, Jimmy. Doing fine.
We're in March. We're over halfway through Lent, I believe.
Yeah, the calendar says spring is here, and we've had a little moisture finally. So, we'll look forward to the things greening up and a few flowers blooming.
Good signs are coming. Right, good signs are coming. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of rain recently, so I think the farmers are happy. Yes, exactly. Today's podcast episode is regarding the journey of faith. And can you just tell us what exactly is the journey of faith and go from there?
Sure, let me put it in a context, if I can. The Second Vatican Council describes the church, among other things, as a pilgrim people. We understand ourselves as on a journey that will take us finally to our Father's house, to our heavenly home. So the church herself is journeying really till the end of time, until the Lord comes again. We don't have a final landing place, you might say, here. And the church, from the time that Jesus established it, continues to change in the ways that she can change to meet the particular needs of the time and place where she serves, where she announces the gospel. So we've announced this journey of faith here in the Archdiocese of Omaha, seeing it as kind of the next segment of our journey together here in this Archdiocese over the next several years. It's going to give us the opportunity to look at and to do some transformation in the way that our parishes are structured and governed. The need to do this comes from several different things that are converging right now. I think one is the changing demographics of our archdiocese over many decades, and in particular, we see the decline in the percentage of people who identify as Catholics really being engaged in parish life, even in a very minimal way. We know that our number of priests who are available to serve in parishes has also been declining slowly and will continue over the next few years at least. And then finally, we've articulated a pastoral vision that calls us all to be missionary disciples of Jesus Christ, and we've set a big goal for ourselves that our parishes become missional communities by the year 2026. So communities of missionary disciples who are focused outward, anxious to announce the gospel to our neighbors and to lead others to Jesus Christ. It's important then that we have parish and school structures, parishes in particular, we're looking at, that will enable us to face the current and the immediate future reality, not in terms of diminishment so much as looking at how the Lord is calling us to flourish as the church in Northeast Nebraska in our time.
Yeah, and going off of how the goal is by 2026, and obviously we're in, 2022 right now? So we got, about 4 more years to go? But I mean, there's plenty of work to be done. But I mean, I'm sure that, like you said, it's the journey of faith. And I think that it's going to be a real journey. And I think people are willing to step up and, you know, really help their parishes for the next 4 years. I mean, obviously, and beyond, but...
No, I agree. One thing you see throughout the Archdiocese is people love their parishes and really want the best for them. I think we'll be encouraged over these next couple of years to ask ourselves more and more, what do I really want for my parish? How do I really want to see it flourish? What's the plan that God has for our parish and for its flourishing? Because we're always on a journey, we can't just sit still and say, "Well, what I want is what we got." Well, that's great if we feel blessed by what we have received, but the world around us is changing, and the world into which we're sent as disciples of Jesus is changing, has been changing. So different things are asked of us. We're confident that because it's a journey of faith, that we trust in God's care for us. We trust He'll give us the grace and the help of the Holy Spirit to face the future with hope and with confidence.
How can the Archdiocese pray for a successful journey. Because, I mean, we have a website, Journey of Faith. That's two Fs, not three Fs, but journeyoffaith.org. And I know that there's plenty of resources people can, I mean, sign up through their parish, I believe. But then there's also, I think, a like, what can I do tab, and it says prayer, you know, say a prayer. And can you kind of go more on that?
Right. That's always a good answer to what can I do. And I don't say that flippantly. And yeah. We start and continue our journey always in prayer, and turning to Almighty God, knowing that Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, is the head of our church. We're part of the body of Christ. The Lord has desires for us to come to know Him and to flourish in the life of grace within the church. We can be confident then that we'll receive what we need. So there's a beautiful prayer on the website. And we'll be encouraging as this journey begins a little more explicitly a little later in the spring, be encouraging groups to pray within our parishes for a clear and confident sense of how God is calling us into the future as members of the body of Christ.
Definitely. How are you staying positive throughout this process? I mean, I'm sure for any diocese across the country, I mean, they're all, some are probably dealing with this, some aren't, but how exactly are you staying positive through all this?
Yeah, I think you're right. Most dioceses across the country and many other places too are dealing with the fact that the culture around us has changed. It's not a culture that necessarily supports the proclamation of the faith or the transmission of the faith, especially one generation to the next. So it's important for me not to think about diminishment, even as we look at the figures realistically and the projections for participation and for the number of clergy. It's important for me to think, but also to invite others to think in terms of abundance. That Jesus, who fed thousands of people with a few loaves and fishes, will take what we have to offer Him. And His plan is to give us an abundant experience of His love now, and something that we can share with others. Not just a little bit that we can divide and spread around somehow, but plenty, so that we can really experience a more deep expression of His love for us, His mercy, and that we also feel confident in sharing the light of faith with others. We'll be having a series of meetings later in the spring to introduce pastors and parish leaders to the process that we'll be using during the coming year to plan for really the next 10 years or so, how we will live and work together in our parishes, how our priests will pastor them, how that will will all be laid out and spelled out. And then through the rest of the year, our parish leaders and groups of parishes will have the chance to make plans for the future that are particularly appropriate for their area and of the diocese for their circumstances. And we'll check in on that, as the year goes on. I've been in the Archdiocese long enough that I know our priests, and I think I know our people very well. And so that gives me confidence. And, you ask how I stay positive. I'm just convinced that good people working together, praying, counting on the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll take the steps forward that the Lord marks out for us, and that will mean our parish experience in particular will be different in some ways, but richer and more structured, so that we can not only hang on to the faith ourselves, but grow in it and share it with others.
And you mentioned earlier about the priest shortage and, you know, how it's going down. I can't remember the percentage, but obviously prayers for vocations is crucial. I mean, Journey of Faith, I mean, it's, I think more vocations of the priesthood and religious life is very important, you know, for the next 4-10 plus years. And I'm sure that, I mean, yeah. Can you go more along that?
Yes, it's essential. Thanks for mentioning it, because we're not planning for a future with no priests, our vocations to the consecrated life. We were looking over the past 25 years and seeing the pattern of ordinations that we've had. So we're figuring that into the plan. At the same time, we're going to have a renewed focus in our parishes and offering to young people in our church the opportunity to think that the Lord may be calling them to a special vocation of leadership or service in the church. I think that if we have an experience of the faith flourishing in our parishes, that will have an effect on families and on individuals to create a context where they can really hear the invitation of the Lord and be equipped to follow him in faith.
Yeah, and I think we just had one of our seminarians become an acolyte, I think, last weekend. So if you're listening to this, I think you know who you are. But we're very proud of, the seminarian that you are and the future priest that you'll become. And I think there's about 18 or so seminarians. And
we have a number of men in the priesthood, and it's a big investment for them over a number of years. Yeah. The people at the Archdiocese support them, of course. We have a number of applications for the seminary for next year. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that the Lord continues to call young men in our Archdiocese to the priesthood. It's up to them to respond, of course, but it's up to the rest of us to create an encouraging environment of faith where they first can hear the Lord and understand that he has a beautiful future in mind for them, and that they feel the support to respond. We've got opportunities for very good formation for them. And I know the priests well in the Archdiocese after my time here, both the ones that have been serving for a long time and those who are have just been ordained. We'll have two ordinations in a few weeks, God willing. I have confidence in them and in their deep relationship with the Lord, their desire to serve and pastor our people. As we go through on this journey in some particular details over the next couple of years, it'll be important that our people have the experience of being pastored by priests who know them and really love them and care for them. And I think that is going to be the experience. It's another thing that gives me confidence as we approach this this process, that we have people who know and care about each other and will walk together with that experience, that confidence in each other.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for getting new seminarians and eventually priests is encouraging them to, I think prayer, I mean, obviously prayer is the big thing, but encouraging them and keeping them fresh in the faith. But I think encouragement is huge and just letting them know, like, hey, we're with you, we're rooting for you, but, obviously we're happy that you're wanting to become a priest. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just add to that, too. Our hope is that as our parishes continue to flourish in some new ways, that all the young people that are growing up in the parish will have the experience of being supported in responding to the call of the Lord, whether that's to the vocation of marriage as you're living, a vocation to the priesthood, vocation to consecrated life, the noise in the world in which we live distracts us very often from being able to hear the voice of the Lord within a vibrant and loving parish community. That invitation of Jesus is heard, and then the encouragement that you're talking about can be offered.
Yes, as a reminder, the website for the Journey of Faith is Journey of Faith. That's two Fs, journeyoffaith.org, and you can look on the website for the prayer, for anything else that might be of interest to anybody. Archbishop Lucas, could you give us a blessing?
Heavenly Father, we continue to give thanks in this season of Lent for your call and the grace accompanying your call to turn away from sin and to embrace more fully the life, the joy of the gospel. We pray in a special way for those who will be baptized and who will come into full communion with the Catholic Church at Easter. Strengthen them on their journey of faith these days. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you all and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you very much, Archbishop. I look forward to the next one. Northeast Nebraska. It's hard to say that one. Northeast Nebraska, have a great rest of your Lent. And yes, we look forward to more seminarians in the future. Take care.